Hello and welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. A fantastic Friday morning to each of you. Despite a less than ideal lead up to the game, the Memphis Grizzlies defeat LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Lakers in one of their better victories of the season. I know I keep saying that, but it's because the victories continue to get more impressive. How they did it, plus honoring Zach Randolph on the night of his jersey retirement, as well as previewing the game on Saturday night against the resurgent Houston Rockets. That and much more on this edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Let's get it going.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hope wherever you are, wherever you're listening and or watching, you are having a wonderful start to your day. My name's Sean Coleman, credentialed media member with the Grizzlies, have been covering the Grizzlies now for 4 years, write for them over at Grizzly Bear Blues, your host here at Locked On Grizzlies, your Grizzlies every day. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter, the show at Locked On Grizz on Twitter as well. Find the podcast wherever it's available, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you choose to listen. That's where we'll be. Also, find us right here on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button below. Let us know you enjoyed the show. Let others be able to find the show. And just as general, makes the show experience as good as it can be for everyone involved. Also, make sure that you check out Truebill.com, our title sponsor for today's show. Are you tired of those free trial periods that unfortunately turned into you being charged money? Truebill is a great way for you to be able to manage the subscriptions how you want them to be managed without running the risk of being charged what you don't want to be charged. Check out Truebill.com today. So let's set the scene for this Grizzlies victory over the Lakers. And I will be honest with you, straightforward and honest. The positive vibes from this game last night against the Lakers, in my opinion, certainly erases the frustrating vibes from the game on Wednesday night against the Mavericks. Because there certainly were some frustrating vibes for the Grizzlies coming into last night's game. Not only was it the fact that the Grizzlies had a really good opportunity to be put in a strong position in both the division and the Western Conference race by beating the Mavericks, they unfortunately did not play good enough offense to get it done, and obviously the refs played a bigger role than anybody wanted them to in the game on Wednesday night. It certainly was frustrating. But this Grizzlies team, despite how young they are, have always had, under Taylor Jenkins, have been resilient. That's a big word that describes this young team. They've always been resilient and found a way to bounce back. But it was going to be a big task for them to do that on Thursday night with the fully healthy LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, and company for the Lakers coming to the FedEx Forum and their play having been a bit better as of late as far as the Lakers go. The other thing, though, was that in less than 90 minutes leading up to the game, the Grizzlies come to find out that Dillon Brooks was not going to be available due to him entering health and safety protocols. The details of how long he may be out, all that different stuff, that we will wait to see how that occurs. He's there with, you know, both him and John Morant now are in healthy safety protocols. We obviously hope they're certainly healthy, and hopefully there will be a quick turnaround. We'll obviously keep you up to date with the details as they emerge. But now the Grizzlies go into this game. Thankfully, they got Kyle Anderson back. But the Grizzlies are going into this game without John Morant, without Dillon Brooks, without Brandon Clark. And so we go into this game, and we're less than 100% as far as our roster potential goes. We were going to require other players to step up and deliver in expanded minutes. And that's exactly what the Grizzlies did. A 108-95 victory. And the way that it worked out is both from expected sources now, due to the consistency of Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr., but also unexpected sources, plus the Grizzlies making the game go their way. LeBron and Anthony Davis played a combined 75 minutes. I believe they scored a combined 43 points overall. LeBron, his 100th career triple-double, an amazing statistic. He always amazes. Anthony Davis, an outstanding, you know, a pretty good performance on his end. Maybe not outstanding, but, you know, obviously his normal impactful performance. But the big key, a huge key in this game, was the fact that the 48 combined points from Jaren Jackson Jr. and Desmond Bane neutralized the impact of LeBron and Anthony Davis. Obviously, with the setup of how this game was, When you look on paper, you automatically think the Lakers are more talented, and that is even with possibly the Grizzlies being fully healthy. But now that the Grizzlies were missing the caliber of players that they were, anybody would have probably picked LeBron and company as being the more talented team on paper. But the impact of that talent was neutralized by the play of Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr. So what the Grizzlies were able to do by Jaren's 25-point effort and Desmond Bane's 23-point effort was they were able to take the impact or whatever advantage LeBron and AD created last night. They were able to set that to the side. The Grizzlies created just as much to an even bigger advantage through Jaren Jackson Jr. and Desmond Bane than LeBron and AD did themselves. So then if the impact of Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr. canceled out LeBron and Anthony Davis, that's now where you see where the Grizzlies won this game for three big reasons. Number one, the Lakers came into this game with arguably a top five bench unit in the NBA, but it was the Grizzlies bench that stood out last night, and not just offensively, but defensively as well. Jared Culver, Killian Tilly, others stepping up and having big performances. Xavier Tillman, big needed performances in big minutes to make sure that when the Grizzlies' best players were off the court, they still were playing advantageous basketball. That leads to number two, which is the Grizzlies being able to play their style of basketball. They forced the Lakers to commit 22 turnovers last night. Over the past 2 weeks, over this seven-game stretch, where the Grizzlies are now 6-1, the Grizzlies are making teams commit just under 19 turnovers per game. The opportunistic defense that I talked about, the same thing that the Grizzlies did last year when Ja Morant was out, they're doing now. Turning defense into offense, creating a huge possession edge, and that's how they're winning games. And last night, they did exactly that. But also through that, as I had mentioned in yesterday's episode, they created advantages on the margins. More points off turnovers, more second chance points because they forced more turnovers than they committed. They got significantly more offensive rebounds than the Lakers did. Despite the fact that the advantage wasn't there in points in the paint or fast break points, the Grizzlies were able to get the possession edge and they were able to win the ballgame. So through the Grizzlies bench stepping up, despite the fact that it required players who were playing in the biggest roles they played in all season to deliver, that was the one key aspect of the game that helped the Grizzlies win. But the Grizzlies creating advantages on the margins through second chance points and points off turnovers, that was the key difference in the game. And that leads me to my biggest point of all, is that this morning, as we all expected, if you've been a Grizzlies fan for this year or you've been a Grizzlies fan ever since they've been in Memphis, we all know that if the Grizzlies do something unexpected, if they have unexpected success against one of the marquee franchises in the NBA, the narratives, the headlines are still going to be all about that marquee franchise. In this case, how the Lakers lost the game, how it was an embarrassment to lose to the Grizzlies, so on and so forth. I've already seen that. Many of us have already seen that this morning. It's no surprise. But the thing that I'll say is this. Every time that LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard take the court, in my opinion, they deserve respect. They've earned that respect. They have played. They are all-time greats, future Hall of Famers. Even if they all may not be playing to that level right now, they still certainly deserve respect. There's certain expectations. There's a certain amount of respect that's owed to them every time they take the court. That's without a doubt. But you can acknowledge and show that respect while also recognizing that, hey, sometimes it just takes a very good, very, very good effort from the other team, even when it's unexpected. It's okay to recognize that was the reason why the results didn't go as you expected when it comes to the Lakers or another marquee franchise. Last night, the Lakers did not lose that basketball game. It wasn't because they, you know, had a bunch of opportunities that they missed. It wasn't because shots weren't falling. It wasn't any of those narratives. The Grizzlies won last night's basketball game more than the Lakers lost it. And if you're writing a narrative or a headline that suggests otherwise, I think it's flawed. You can both show the respect to LeBron and company that they deserve, while also certainly showing respect to Desmond Bain, Jaren Jackson Jr., and the rest of the Grizzlies that they deserve as well. The Grizzlies won last night's game by making the Lakers play the game the Grizzlies wanted to be played. And that's how they've consistently won despite having some of their best talents unavailable. So write whatever narratives you want, write whatever headlines you want. That's fine. No, that's your right. I get it. I'm just glad that on my end, I'm going to show recognition. I'm going to put my effort towards promoting the real reason why last night's results occurred. And that's because of the excellent and consistent play of Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr., the excellent effort of players such as Jarrett Culver and Killian Tilly, who stepped up in bigger roles, and the fact that the Grizzlies' defense is really starting to make their mark on the league once again. A huge victory, a needed victory, and one that again shows the progress of this young team that we all, not just Grizzlies fans, but that all the NBA should enjoy. But I'll tell you this, whether or not the rest of the NBA let them acknowledge last night's results as they want to, this weekend is about Zach Randolph and the Memphis Grizzlies, and I'll explain why it's so special in just a moment from my perspective. But before we do that, I want to talk with you again about our sponsor, Truebill. Truebill is a website that basically allows for you to be able to take those free subscriptions whenever you subscribe to, you know, something online that you enjoy. It allows for you to be able to take that subscription and put it into an app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because company makes subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. Truebill has over 2 million users and has helped save them over $100 million. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Go right now. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Obviously, tomorrow night, the Grizzlies will be taking on the Houston Rockets. In a bit, we'll get into how the Grizzlies, even though they're going to be shorthanded, how they can still find some success against one of the hotter, if not the hottest teams in the NBA. But tomorrow night, even more so in my opinion than the game against the Rockets, but you certainly hope the Grizzlies win. Tomorrow night is all about Zach Randolph, as it absolutely should be. I had the privilege of watching 50 for the City, the YouTube documentary created by Michael Blevins and Grind City Media, and it was an absolute privilege to watch it. It was a timeless, just fantastic ode or, you know, tribute or whatever you may call it to Zach Randolph, and not only how much he meant to the Grizzlies on the court, but how much he meant off of it. Listen, when it comes to Memphis, I talk about Ja Morant being a talent that this team has never had, a persona that this team has never had, and it's true. It definitely is true. I don't feel that the Grizzlies have had the combination of an individual talent and persona, a brand like Ja Morant has. And thankfully, for years to come, both the fans, those who cover the media, those who cover the Grizzlies, the franchise itself, and the roster itself, they're going to be able to benefit that, hopefully, for years to come. But though Ja Morant may be at a level we've not seen before, we have had a true superstar before for the Grizzlies, and his name was Zach Randolph. As the start of 50 for the City shows, in that 2009 draft, it was a crossroads for not only Zach Randolph, but also the Memphis Grizzlies. Because in that draft where Blake Griffin was taken number one, the Memphis Grizzlies used their number two pick on Hasheem Thabeet. And we all know how that worked out. After two straight 22-win seasons, the Grizzlies sit here and get an absolutely amazing draft pick. Even almost had a chance to get Blake Griffin. And they wind up swinging and missing on Hasheem Thabeet. These are the type of things that could sincerely and incredibly limit the potential for success for small market for years to come. And the Grizzlies also were in the process of potentially changing ownership as well. It was a big crossroads. There was a lot of different ways the future could have gone for the Memphis Grizzlies franchise, even uncertainty to an extent in many of those different ways. But take away the set the franchise aside for a second, and now look at where Zach Randolph was. An incredibly productive player who was entering the prime of his career, but that many didn't really think would amount to much because there had been off the court issues. There always seemed to be a lack of commitment to franchises toward him, as we saw with the Clippers, who had Zach Randolph on their team, but basically chose his replacement over him in Blake Griffin. And so the Grizzlies made the move at a very, very cheap cost of Quentin Richardson. No disrespect to Quentin Richardson. But the Grizzlies got Zach Randolph basically for very little cost at all. Because as a whole, the league seemed to think that there wasn't much potential for Zach Randolph's future. And as many have pointed out, a player that needed to find a setting that would allow for him to get his career on track the way that he wanted to, matching up with a franchise that was desperate for a name, for a superstar that not only could perform well and lead this team to new heights, but also could create a brand for this team that people could believe in. It was the perfect match between Zach Randolph and the Grizzlies, and both of them made the most of it. Because the reason why it worked out is because of Memphis itself, right? It's because of the fact that if you truly embrace Memphis, Memphis will embrace you back. If you truly commit to the city of Memphis, and in this case, the Grizzlies are just a simple extension of the city of Memphis. If you commit yourself to the city of Memphis like Zach Randolph did, especially with characteristics about his persona and his past that align with the city of Memphis itself, if you show that commitment, there's a connection that lasts for a lifetime. And it's a mutually beneficial connection that has allowed for Zach Randolph, both as a person and as a professional basketball player, and for the Grizzlies franchise and the city of Memphis as a basketball city, everyone became the best version of themselves, the best version or a better version than many thought they would be because of that connection. Zach Randolph truly was the first superstar this city was ever able to have experienced having seen on a night-to-night basis. He may not be a superstar in terms of NBA standards, but the standards that matter here are that he was a superstar in terms of the Grizzlies' standards. Yes, they didn't win a title. Yes, Zach Randolph didn't win an MVP. Yes, Zach Randolph, he did have an All-NBA performance, had a couple of All-Star nods while he was here. Listen, he may not be a superstar based off the standards of the league. He may not deserve his jersey to be retired based off what other franchises feel should deserve that honor. But all that matters is what is deserved here and with the Grizzlies. And he certainly deserves that. Not only because of what he did on the court, but the impression and the legacy that he created off the court, helping so many in need. Because he knew what it was like to grow up the way that many in this city do. And he knew that the same thing that he was looking for, the same source of support and help that he and his family had looked for when they were growing up, when he was growing up in Indiana, he wanted to be that source for many here in Memphis, and he absolutely was. And the greatest thing about it is that it's not just something that lasted for the 9 years that Zach Randolph was here. The impact that he made through it being honored tomorrow night shows that it is a timeless impact that sets a precedent for this young core now with Ja Morant, Dylan, Jaren, Desmond Bane, and others. It lets them know that if you truly do commit to the city of Memphis and to this Grizzlies franchise, they're going to commit to you. They're going to embrace you. There is going to be a setting that is created for you to be the best version of who you want to be as a person, and through that, become an even better version of a ball player than you thought you could be. Dylan Brooks is a shining example of that. Ja Morant is a shining example of that. Jaren Jackson Jr. is a shining example of that. Desmond Bane is the latest shining example of that this year. And it's through their own efforts, but they have proof of how special it can be through Zach Randolph and Tony Allen and Marc Gasol and Mike Conley. So that's the lasting legacy of Zach Randolph. It's not just of what he did on the court, which was absolutely special. It's not just of what he did off the court, which was even more special. It's because of the example that he set as the defining character of the Memphis Grizzlies franchise. A player and a person that truly shows you can make the most of your career and you can make the most of your life in general by being in Memphis and being a part of the Grizzlies to an extent that you may not have thought was possible before you arrived here. That's what stands out to me after watching that documentary and honoring Zach Randolph, that he's the first true shining example, the first true superstar that this Grizzlies franchise ever had. And that through his commitment to the franchise and the city and their commitment back to him, both Zach Randolph as a ball player and as a person and the Grizzlies franchise on and off the court, they became better versions of themselves than I think anyone expected for them to be. And that's a shining example that the same thing can happen for this new generation of Grizzlies and maybe even to a higher level when it comes to NBA standards. So for anyone and everyone that's going to be in person tomorrow night or going to be enjoying it from home, whatever, wherever you may be enjoying it, make sure you watch. Make sure you enjoy. It's a special moment not only for Zach Randolph and the Grizzlies, for all of us. And that's the way Zach Randolph would want it to be, I feel. Because he truly did this, not for all the fame, whatever it may be. He truly did it out of the love that he had for this city because of the love that it showed him. And it truly created a special connection that we'll all be able to enjoy for generations to come. And it's going to be awesome to see it honored tomorrow night. So I hope you enjoy. It's going to be a certainly special experience. But it's even going to be more special if the Grizzlies can figure out a way to win. And while it may not seem on paper like the Grizzlies should have that tough of a task to beat the Houston Rockets, the past 2 weeks certainly tell a different story. We'll discuss that in just a moment. Before we do that, obviously, the Grizzlies are having many different options step up right now to support their efforts in playing the game of basketball. Without Ja Morant, without Dylan Brooks and others, option after option is stepping up. Well, if you're someone who is looking for a treat that you can have on a daily basis that offers good taste, health, as well as options that can step up to match your flavor despite whatever flavor you may be feeling that day, Built Bar is the great way to do it. Have in the morning for breakfast, the afternoon as a snack, but make sure you enjoy it by going to Built.com and choosing from the over 18 different flavors that you can enjoy. And if you go to Built.com right now, you can put in the promo code Locked On and get 15% off your next order from Built Bar. Enjoy Built Bar today. Go to Built.com, put in the promo code Locked15 and get 15% off your next order from Built Bar. Listen, it's probably been a bit of a roller coaster of a ride. It's probably been a bit of a stressor if you bet on the Grizzlies consistently this year. But if you enjoy betting and wagering on sports in general, make sure you check out BetOnline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet online. BetOnline.ag has a new and updated website. You can enjoy it through your laptop or through your mobile device. But if you put in the promo code Locked On, you'll get 50% off your first as an additional welcome bonus with your first deposit. NFL, NHL, NBA, whatever you choose to bet on, BetOnline is the number one place for you. Again, go to BetOnline.ag, put in the promo code Locked On, and get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So the Grizzlies now will be welcoming the Houston Rockets to the FedEx Forum. And the thing about it is this, is that the last time the Rockets came to the FedEx Forum, the Grizzlies absolutely blew the Rockets out. It was a needed game after the Grizzlies had been embarrassed by the Phoenix Suns and embarrassed by the New Orleans Pelicans over the weekend. But this time around, basically 3 weeks after they faced the Rockets the last time, it's a completely different story. The Houston Rockets are legitimately playing like one of the better teams in the NBA, and it becomes even more amazing when you consider the fact that they've done it at times without Jalen Green, without Kevin Porter Jr., some of their more intriguing young talents. But the way that the Rockets are doing this is the exact way that I've discussed this full calendar year of what the Grizzlies needed to do to be able to find success, and that's shooting and defending the three. Over their past seven games, in which the Rockets have won all seven games, the Rockets are third in the league in offensive rating. They are making 16.9 threes per game. And they are also second in the league in three-point percentage and first in the league in assists. That's why this Grizzlies or this Rockets roster is playing so well together. They're moving the basketball. They're finding good looks. They're converting those looks, but they're also making sure to make the most of defending as well. They are a top five team in shooting and defending the three over the past 2 weeks, and it's led to a seven-game winning streak for them. But the thing about the Rockets is this, is that the way that they're playing is that they're getting contributions from everyone. While Christian Wood and others are certainly stepping up, you have Eric Gordon, who's returned to play very well. Garrison Matthews, who has earned the distinction now as Gary Bird, one of, in my opinion, one of the best nicknames that has emerged for a player across the league this year. He has been playing outstanding. But this Rockets team is shooting the three very well. They're defending very well. They are playing very good in unison. And obviously, they're playing without any regrets because they have nothing to lose. Everybody expects for them to be a lottery team, potentially having top five odds in the draft. They're just going out there and playing basketball. And it's proving to be a success with how well they're shooting and defending the three. However, there certainly is still the capability when it comes to the Grizzlies for them to find success. And thankfully, for the Grizzlies, it's them sticking to what has been their sources of success over the past 2 weeks when they themselves have gone 6-1. Two areas where the Grizzlies could find success tomorrow night is for them to force turnovers once again and to get second chance points. Over this span, though the Rockets have been playing very well, the Rockets are 25th in the league in turnovers committed per game. That's how the Grizzlies beat them last time, was forcing the Rockets to commit a lot of turnovers and thus getting a significant edge when it came to amount of possessions. The Rockets also are susceptible to offensive rebounds. The Grizzlies with Steven Adams, who has emerged, in my opinion, as being the premier offensive rebounding source in the league this year. If the Grizzlies can get those second, if the Grizzlies can get those offensive rebounds and convert them to second chance points, and the Grizzlies can once again make a team commit more turnovers than they usually do, the Grizzlies can easily win this game. But they're going to have to do those things if they're not going to defend the three well. Because that's the other big key. Despite the Grizzlies forcing turnovers, which they've been consistent doing, and despite the Grizzlies getting second chance points, which they hopefully can continue to do, the Grizzlies are going to have to defend the three well also. Because there's also balance in the Rockets' approach. Not only have the Rockets been among the best in the league when it comes to shooting and making threes, they're also among the best in the league when it comes to getting to the free throw line. And the Grizzlies have been burned for stretches of games this year when they've allowed a team to both combine getting to the free throw line along with shooting the three well. So if the Grizzlies can balance an opportunistic defense with a disciplined defense, creating turnovers but also staying in position to contest shots, I think they can find enough offense to be able to win this game. A big benefit would certainly be the Grizzlies themselves having a good night shooting the three, but that, unfortunately, has not been as reliable as many of us might have hoped after a strong start to the season. But I know that my keys to victory in these games are the same, typically, night in and night out. But the reason why that is because the Grizzlies right now are playing a stretch of teams whose weaknesses match up very well with the Grizzlies' strengths for them to create advantages. Getting offensive rebounds, creating turnovers, getting points off turnovers, getting second chance points, and through that, creating possession advantages, where it may be an approach that's based in quantity, but it beats quality if you do it enough. And that's what the Grizzlies are doing. They're finding advantages on the margins to do just enough to win these games. A big thing also would be for the Grizzlies to, again, hit free throws. But if Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr. could emerge as clearly being two of the three best players in this game, if the Grizzlies can also get another contribution again from strong bench play, maybe if DeAnthony Melton has another shooting surge type night, or perhaps Steven Adams can step up and get another double-double, maybe Tyus Jones can score 15 to 18 points. If Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr. can combine for 40 or more points and the Grizzlies get another solid scoring effort from two or three other players, they can certainly win this game. But it's not going to be as easy as it may seem on paper. And if the Grizzlies do not shoot or defend the three well, this could actually go the opposite way, and it easily could, like many other weekend games we've seen so far this year, and where the Grizzlies inexplicably are playing worse than we thought they would. So it's going to be a fun night. Zach Randolph getting his jersey retired. All the significance that goes along with that. Hope everybody enjoys it. But if the Grizzlies can simply continue to commit to what is winning them games over the past few weeks, while also defending the three well tomorrow night, I think they'll be in a good position to win. And it especially will be good if Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr. can have another outstanding effort as a combination. Can't thank you enough for joining us for this edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Make sure you check out myself at StatsSAC, the show at Locked On Grizz, the podcast wherever it's available, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the Odyssey app. That's where we will be. Also, after making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen of the day, thank you. If that's the case, check out the Locked On NBA podcast as your second listen of the day. My name's Sean Coleman. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Zach Randolph jersey retirement night. We're going to be able to enjoy that as well as 50 for the city anytime that we want to. Enjoy it all. Hopefully it'll be coupled with the Grizzlies victory over the Rockets. And we'll talk to you again soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Have a great weekend.